Hey everyone, it is Grandpa versus Sexual Inadequacies, Season 6, Episode 10. Throw it over to Nick.
Professor Frank, he'll make you laugh, he'll make you think, he'll do the run and then the thing and the people. That monkey is going to pay.
Homer, we have a perfectly good bookcase.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing on campus. Besides, it isn't costing us. I swiped the cinder blocks from a construction site.
Sir, 6 cinder blocks are missing.
There'll be no hospital then. I'll tell the children.
Professor Frank is actually... Sorry, did I say that right?
Professor Frank?
Yeah, Frank. He's actually one of my favorite side characters that I feel like is kind of untapped. I know they did that Trios of Horror special with him and his dad, like coming back to life or whatever, but I feel like there's more room for like real stories with him. Involving The Simpsons.
I'm laughing because, not because of what you're saying, because my daughter's just yelling in the background, going crazy. Maybe she agrees with you too, but yeah, especially by this point, we've in the series, I know you're talking about in general, but like up to this point, we're almost at the halfway point of season 6, and yet we haven't really seen a ton of Professor Frank. Like we did see him in the last episode with the lemon candy that Homer eats, but yeah, you're right. There seem to be like a lot of untapped things.
We could be talking out of our butt too. It could be like, oh, in season 28, they did like all these episodes. Like we haven't watched them.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far.
Although everyone's telling me that season 30 onward is like really good.
I have seen a chunk of the episodes from the most recent season. And they are season 35, and they are pretty good. Like I've enjoyed them. I have to say Julie Kavner, like I feel bad for her. She's kind of struggling as Marge. Speaking of which, Frank's voice, like I don't know how.
Wow, it's really hard to do an impression. Yeah,
it's so hard to do because he's so. I believe that's Hank Azaria who does that. Is it Hank? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Hank Azaria who does that one. And the voice is so nasally. You have to be. It's an annoying guy from Our Lady Peace, the singer.
I'm no good with singer famous people's names. My brain doesn't track them.
You have to like sing, or in this case, talk out of your nose, and it's really hard to do. And that was a half-assed effort of Frank there, but yeah.
I sound like Arnold for a second. That was terrible. Yeah, give me your best Frank again. Frank, sorry.
Frank? Glavin.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's much better than mine.
It's still, you got to get, do it again. Do yours again.
Homer. It's like, I don't know. I always go back to my favorite scene, which is when he's having Trios of Horror, where he's selling his teleporter.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a hard voice to do. Like, and you have such a low voice. Already it's high, it's shrill and out of the nose, so it's definitely one of the harder voices if you feel like imitating Simpsons characters. This is an episode though that I'm interested in because when we first talked about it in season 6 and we were going through the list of episodes, I listed this as one of my favorites and you were kind of so-so about it, remember?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of like the plot of just Homer and his dad going town to town selling a like Viagra tonic. Yeah, it was.
Well, it's an episode I've definitely come to appreciate. When I first watched it as a kid, I had no idea what was going on. I didn't get it. I didn't get the whole adult portion of it, especially like when Bart and Milhouse and stuff are talking about the reverse vampires and their kind of conspiracy as to what's going on. I had no idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But it's definitely when you have to be older to understand. And I think this is kind of an interesting point in the series because the overall themes are definitely more, not even just family, but like adult. Like look at the last episode with Homer's misinterpretation of the sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are a lot of funny bits in there that if you're younger that you're going to think are funny. But the overall story, you don't really get it until you get a lot older. Even with Bart's girlfriend a few episodes ago, you don't really get like the heartache and stuff that they're trying to portray as Bart going through like that first time until you go through it yourself. So it seems like they're really on a more grown-up pace, and this is definitely one of the episodes.
Fair.
Yeah.
So even when you were a kid, or even when you were growing up and watching for, you know, third, fourth, fifth time, you mentioned the whole, I guess, dichotomy of Homer and Abe. And this is kind of the first time we really see them in a storyline. We've seen them in moments together, but this is the first time we really see them connect in any sort of way. Did that speak to you at all?
I do enjoy like a good father son kind of like story or whatever. I have a good relationship with my father, you know, going fishing and stuff like that all the time. And so I do enjoy when like a cartoon, like any form of really like media kind of touches upon that. It always is nice. I always think of my own relationship with my father. So when I did mention I didn't like love this episode, it wasn't that I don't like the episode. It's just maybe I hadn't seen it in a long time and I'm forgetting a couple things, but I just didn't really, I remember not really liking the whole plot with the tonic. It was just kind of boring to me.
I remember liking, even as a kid, the plot with the tonic over the plot with Bart and getting into conspiracy theories because he gets that book from the library. And because of that specifically, in my remembrance, I'm not going to give it, I know I'm not going to be in 10 territory. I think when we first talked about it a while ago, when we were starting
to see this, that would be a 10. Yeah,
I thought it would. But now, you know, the more I've thought about it going into this episode, I don't think it is because of that. It has some nice moments, though, like with Nelson and Ralph in the deserted town. I do like this has a bit of a shocking moment, too. Like when Homer, or sorry, when Abe says to Homer, like, you were an accident. Like, whoa, that's heavy. That is some heavy material. Yeah, it's
kids are going to have some questions after watching this for the first time, for sure.
They might, yeah, yeah, seriously. And it's got some heavy themes here, heavy adult themes and things that are said, but it's also still kind of light and funny. And one of the ways that this episode always stuck with me is because there's a piece of music that plays in this episode that I probably play in my house about once a week. Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Oh, we got to end the episode with that piece then.
This was the first time I was introduced to it. And I loved it. And it stuck with me. But I always wondered what it was called or if it was even a song. And years later, I found out that it was. I was like, oh, this is the song.
Did you like Shazam it one day? How'd you come across it?
I honestly think it was from Steve Martin, the comedian. Oh. I'm pretty sure that's how. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know which piece of music I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But we're definitely going to end the episode with it. No, yeah, you're talking it up.
Speaking of music, what was the piece of music you ended last episode with in Homer Badman, when I said, give us the, like the CD underscore of, if you were on like rock bottom, what was that?
Oh my God. I actually forget what I chose. That's embarrassing. This has never happened. I actually don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember what I used.
Well,
remember, it's a mystery. No, it wasn't. I didn't feel very passionate about it. I found something that I was like, okay, yeah, that could work. I tried to find something Simpsons related, but I couldn't. Not even clean, anyways.
There you go. Shane he's half-assing it, just like that's the American way.
Phoning it in.
Yeah, just as they sing about, right? So if we get to our rankings for this episode, like I said, because of the B plot with Bart, I'm not going to give it a perfect 10. I love the parts where they're going around selling the tonic, and when they go to the Simpsons' first old dilapidated farmhouse, and kind of the overall, I remember it's slow getting in though, with you know, the whole Marge and Homer kind of having love problems and stuff like that. So I'm gonna give it a 9.2. I think if I recall correctly, the second and third acts are really good, but the first act has a little bit, it's a little bit slow getting into it. And so that's why I'm going with a 9.2. What are you going with?
Okay. So this is how I look at it. There's a couple things that are actually quite relatable in this episode. Not what you may think when I say that.
Yeah. But, I'm kind of curious.
I know. I'm going to, just so no one thinks that I haven't, it's the mixing of different drinks. I'll go into more detail, once Grandpa does that. And it's the conspiracy subplot. I actually did a book report on a certain something that is really relatable to when Bart is finding a book. I actually I found a book in my family basement, actually. And I found out my dad has a little bit of conspiracy in him, which was interesting. And I did a book report on it. But I'll go into more detail later.
As in he was a part of it, or he likes to research it?
He liked to research it. Yeah.
Gotcha. That would have been interesting.
Before the internet, so it was a book, right? Well, before the internet was commonly. But those are the two things I'm going to touch upon. So because of that, it's like you might think because I said I didn't like it, it would be an 8 or something, like in the 8 territory. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with a 9 in hopes of bumping it up to a 9.5 because you really like this episode, and I hope I find something that I hadn't before. But it's still a 9 for me. I remember liking the episode.
I see. That makes sense. And I think there are some things, like even sight gags or quick one-liners that we might be forgetting about. I think we're pretty focused on the overall plot, but I think there's some really good stuff here that we are going to enjoy. I'm very curious about your drink thing when you got to that, because I really hope you brewed hillbilly moonshine in a bathtub once or twice.
Sure.
That would make my day if that ended up happening. But we'll find out if Shane did indeed brew hillbilly moonshine. I'm going with a 9.2. Shane's going with a 9. We'll see if he'll bump it up. Maybe it'll fall down. It's the whole point of this series, to check our own nostalgia. But before we dive into the episode, with a quick word from our tasty, delicious sponsor that hopefully you dig into one day.
Donuts, Simpsons, Simpsons Donuts. It just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know what, Shane? It really does. And for the best donuts in the world, you gotta check out Crave Donuts. They've got locations in Oshawa and Whitby, Ontario. And these Simpsons-loving donut bakers, they're creating some of the most delicious treats imaginable. They've got a year-round menu with the likes of a Cosmic Brownie Donut, a Churro Cruller. They've even got the Simpsons-inspired Pink Vanilla Sprinkle.
Yeah, and there's a rotating menu inspired by each season. In the fall, they've got apple pie, pumpkin spice cheesecake.
Doesn't that sound delicious? That sounds absolutely amazing. To top it all off, there's weekly specials. They've got some surprises each and every week, so keep an eye on that. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Check out their website, cravedonuts.com, as well as their Instagram for all the details. Trust us. If you're in the GTA, go hit up Crave, because you're going to end up with a belly full of goodness. It's probably going to cause you to make some sounds. Sound a little like this.
Donuts.
All right, here we go. Grandpa versus sexual inadequacy. Bit of a tongue twister to say. Not as bad as Skinner's, Sweet Seymour Skinner's.
I thought I was going to mess it up, but I didn't at the start.
I thought you were too when you pulled through.
I'm a professional.
Anyway, you had something interesting you were going to say about the DVD.
I sold my entire Simpsons DVD collection.
You sold your whole thing? So you don't have the physical, you don't physically have them anymore.
Yeah, I went, it was just something that I wasn't using them anymore. And I was only missing one DVD, which was the one with Fat Tony on it.
Yeah.
I think that's season 19.
Something like that.
I sold it for like $400 to some guy in Newmarket.
Very nice. So some guy in Newmarket, if you're listening.
Yeah.
These are the DVDs that we're going to rip from.
This is true. Take care of my DVDs, fellow Simpsons fan.
How often can I see a movie of this caliber on late night TV?
Is there something wrong, homie?
Remember the old days of TV when you, like... Yeah, if there was a movie on, like, you know, you made sure you watched it just in case...
Yeah, when I had cable, it was... This is not a movie that I think you like, but... Every time Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift was on cable, I always watched it no matter where it was.
That was your thing? I think mine's probably Shawshank. I love that movie.
Oh, Shawshank, yeah. That's just one of the best movies ever.
Yeah. Or Catch Me If You Can. I love the visual, too, when Homer had too many enchiladas and his Gunther's hanging out.
That's true. Like, what is he covering up? Yeah. Has this ever happened to you growing up?
Was I scared of anything outside?
No, catch your parents in the act.
Oh, no.
Same.
Okay, good.
Homer, wake up. We need to talk about the marital difficulties we've been having lately.
See, the thing is that they're not really having difficulties off the top. Homer just wanted to watch a movie.
True.
Benny he had too much Gunther. His Gunther was too big and he had an upset stomach. And then Bart interfered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really their problem.
That's true. Although people who are in better shape usually don't have
That's true. That is true.
People who are overweight have a higher chance of an act because the blood flow is not as good.
Yes.
TMI.
Hey, Marge, this guy looks like a poo.
Shh. I don't want people to see us looking at these books. Hi, guys. What you looking at?
It's kind of weird that they took the family to the bookstore to do this, but not.
Yeah.
This one's a good choice.
See, that's like a Robert Mapplethorpe joke. That's a joke that...
Yeah, a kid would have no idea.
Even who the hell
doesn't even know what the Kama Sutra is.
No.
Or anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, see, this whole storyline I didn't understand at all.
Oh, Al Gore.
Thinking reasonable future. I'm getting this book on UFOs. Did you know they're real?
Here comes the
book. All right. All right, here we go. So, I think I'm in like fourth grade. I am destined to do a book report on something. I hate reading, although now I like it. But I didn't as a kid. Probably because it was at work. Anyways, I go to the basement and I'm like, do we have any books here? Just so I can do whatever. And there is a Bigfoot book in like, tucked away in the basement. Okay. I'm like, what? Whose Bigfoot book is this? And turns out it was my dad's. My dad is like a Bigfoot believer. So I did my book report on Bigfoot.
Yeah. You know what? Of all the conspiracy theories and stuff to believe in, Bigfoot's one of the most like plausible. I hope Bigfoot.
My dad also grew up at the cottage where they were surrounded by woods all the time. So I, you know. For example, with how many like bears there are in the forest, you never see a bear really that often.
No,
so imagine if you had like 50 Sasquatch just doing their thing.
Yeah, or
that's ludicrous. But still,
imagine if you saw a bear on his hind legs one day and didn't really like from afar and he didn't really know what was going on. So
fair.
The thing is,
for anyone that dislikes conspiracy theories, don't worry. I'm older now. I believe in nothing.
There you go. Yeah, you either get so far into it that you get like extreme into conspiracy theories or you just don't care at all. So middle ground. The thing is here is, remember what I said with this first act? I'm thoroughly more interested in your dad researching Bigfoot than I am in this. We've had some nice visuals here, like the faucet breaking.
True.
The bathtub and the nice Al Gore joke. But I don't really care about this. The Simpsons, or Simpsons, The Office kind of took this joke when Jim and Pam go to stay at Dwight's farm and they stay in the, I think like the irrigation room. No,
honey, it's a romantic. Oh, you're right, actually. They totally stole it. If they didn't mean to steal it, they probably watched this episode and it was in the back of their mind.
Oh, well, Greg Daniels worked on both. He definitely had a swing influence there.
Fair.
Actually, yeah, he would have, because he would have been with The Office at that time.
Don't mind me, folks.
I love that character.
I love how he just comes in. He doesn't even knock. He just comes right in.
Now, your new improved love life should have you flinging woo like nobody's business. So do you, Mr. and Mrs. Erotic
American. I'm going to start saying that, flinging woo.
Good day.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, I had no idea what Homer was mad at, like why he was throwing the tape at. I didn't understand it.
Lost all your mail. What's wrong with your wife?
I forget what the line. It is weird to hear parents or grandparents talk. I never walked in on my parents, but you want to hear something kind of
sure like it's sad? On topic of the episode. Yeah, what's up?
When my grandpa had heart surgery in 2005, one of his questions, the top of the list, I saw his list of questions before the surgery on the kitchen table was, can I still have sex? And I was like, oh, well, at least they're happily married after 50 years.
True. Was it a bypass?
It was something to do with a weak artery. It wasn't pumping.
So, you know, again, TMI, but it probably worked better after the surgery.
Probably. Yeah. All right. So you said something about mixing stuff.
Yes. Good segue here. So grandpa just mixed a bunch of stuff in his sink. What we used to do was we would play ball hockey for like 4 or 5 hours straight. We would just be beat. I would, you know, as a chubby kid, even though I did enjoy playing ball hockey from time to time, if you dragged me out, had a great time and just wouldn't stop. We would then go to my house and we would take all the pop. We would take Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, and Coca-Cola, and we'd mix all three together.
Ew.
And then we'd drink that. And we thought we were like, you know, friggin' Tom man. Cruise mixing drinks, you know? It was fun. Although I think it probably tasted terrible.
Probably. Also, that stock footage festival thing with the innuendos. Whoever, somebody on the Austin Powers movies definitely saw that and ran with it. Rex Harrison
and Paul Anka. That's true.
Also, nobody under the age of, well.
I love how his beard comes right back.
That is good. That is good. Nobody knows who Rex Harrison and Paul Anka are nowadays. What about my New Year's resolution? You can make a lot of money. Yeah. Where are my pants? You threw them out the window in a fit of passion. You said you were never going to need them again. Oh, hurry, Nettie. I thought they landed somehow in the tree.
Yeah, that's quite the throw.
Yeah.
He's like kind of being mean to his wife there.
Yeah, he is. So you gotta deal with the crud pants.
Yeah.
I love how he's brewing it with a paddle in the bathtub. And they got a logo is pretty impressive.
I do like that logo. Yeah,
it's nice.
For a dollar, that's like really cheap. I love that. I love that character.
The mean guy.
He's always in the mall and he's always an ass.
I do like the captioning too. They said idiot, like how Grandpa says it. He doesn't say idiot. Nice. He says it like a crazy old man would. Put some honor in your larder with our energizing, moisturizing, tantalizing, romanticizing. I wonder how many takes this took, Dan, because this is fantastic delivery.
What was the energy drink that the old people drank in a later episode?
Old people?
Wasn't there a drink that...
No, I think they're mixing... Oh, there's Frank.
Oh, that's... I think they stole Family Matters a little bit here. Steve Urkel.
No, this is...
Well, this is before, isn't it?
Well, no. Frank is based off of the Nutty Professor, the original Nutty Professor.
Oh, you're right.
That's what that is.
Sorry. Where was my memory fooling me there, Nick, in terms of remembering?
I think you're thinking of the time when... The pot when Homer accidentally puts it in all the he puts it in all the hippie drink. And remember Grandpa and Jasper?
Oh, you're right.
Baked out of the mind. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah. By the way, we talked over that Milhouse gag, which was great.
Oh, when they sent him out in the backyard, yeah, that's fantastic. We're all the grown-ups. Who cares? With no adults around, I run this city. I don't know. I always found that really funny. I love that. And same with Ralph in the background here. Like, he doesn't know. He has absolutely no idea what to do.
He's literally just staring at a wall. I love it.
Literally staring at a wall. Jeez, if it's in a book, it's gotta be true. Scary. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Head of the spaceology department
at the Correspondence College of Tampa. I love the drawing they did of that guy. He kind of looks like a precursor to aliens guy. Hurry up! We got a lot of tonic to sell and a lot of towns to visit. Frigid Falls, Mount Seldom, Lake Flaccid. Another joke you don't get as a kid.
Lake Flaccid, good joke. Wheezy Windbag. And that's what's wrong with Bart's generation. Now as for your generation. It looked like the animation changed there.
Yeah,
the quality of the animation.
It did, it dropped, yeah.
What's the equivalent to this nowadays? Besides, like, OnlyFans people selling farts.
What's the equivalent of this, tonic or traveling salesman?
Like a snake salesman, basically. What are people getting pushed on right now that obviously is...
What's that shit that Logan Paul sells or Jake Paul?
Prime.
That's nonsense. South Park did a great
show. Oh my God, that South Park episode was great.
Why is his face on the bottle? And here comes the music.
The Hootenanny Hoedown people.
The crazy. This is my favorite show coming up right here.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's great.
They had no music to chase to. So that music, that's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Flat and Scruggs. I didn't know that was a real song. That's a real, like, that's a classic banjo, crazy fast hillbilly banjo. I play that at least once a week.
With my that's fat the bastard. Song. Okay.
That's the song. When my nice. Fat bastard hound wipes her ears in the couch and I start having a hoedown.
Okay.
My little girl loves it. It's great. Great music. Nice philosophy reference here from Lisa.
I don't know. Maybe they're all reverse vampires. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
There's the reverse vampires.
Kids are impressionable. Oh, you know what? Blue Chew. That's the equivalent of this.
Blue Chew?
Is that, although that probably works. It's chewable Viagra.
Oh, yeah, maybe then. How does Homer not recognize the house he grew up in?
Let's go find that hot dog. Yeah, dude, that's a really good point. You should remember.
He should leave them where he is. The hot dog tree is good. That's great that Homer brought down.
I love that.
Yeah. Fantastic visual plus misdirect here.
Those old tubs weigh so much.
Yeah, especially if it was like an old cast iron. Oh, great meme here at the Radiation King. I love how his shadow is burnt into the wall. That is a fantastic visual. Took me a while to realize that, Graham.
I love that for some reason.
See how impressed he is by Kennedy just being Kennedy. Oh, Abe, maybe our Homer could grow up to be president someday. You president? This is the greatest country in the world. We've got a whole system set up to keep people like you from ever becoming president. Quit your daydreaming, melonhead.
I really wish that were true.
Jeez, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. How come you never gave me any encouragement? Maybe I could have been something more than I am, like a travel agent to a great
scientist or the inventor of a hilarious refrigerator alarm. I always told people I was going to invent that hilarious refrigerator alarm. Also, how does he go from travel agent to scientist?
Yeah, that's quite the leap. Said one nice thing to me. That's because you're a screw up. You're the screw up. You little. All right, that's it. We're going home. I'm sick of you and your stupid tonic. If I hadn't taken that stupid tonic 38 years ago, you'd have never been born and I'd have been happy. You were an accident. Get out. How old is Grandpa supposed to be? Because think 70s, no?
Yeah, but if he had taken it 38 years ago, that would only put him to his... he looks so much older in the... I don't know.
He looks really old, but he's had a long life.
Yeah. Dang.
He just waits hours.
He just stands there. I love that. That was my favorite joke as a kid. I saw that combined with the getaway music.
I love that. Just shoving it through there.
Smush the whole bouquet. And the wave through is really good. You want to ignore Grandpa for the rest
of your life? Of course not, Marge. Just for the rest of his life.
I would say the majority of... This is true, yeah. You should never.
You told him this
morning. Should never bring it up. I would say most people are here because they were not planned.
Yeah, I wonder what the percentage of that is. It's probably higher than you'd think.
My parents say that both my sister and I were planned, but you never really know, and does it really matter? We're here now.
No, it really doesn't. My daughter was definitely planned, but, like. Even if she wasn't, she's here now.
Yeah.
Kids, your daddy and his daddy are involved in a very sticky, nutty, chewy.
Oh, I love how he gets distracted by the chocolate bar. That's good.
Oh man, I want a chocolate bar now. Favorite chocolate bar.
I don't know why, but I love Crunch. Not my favorite, but just because my wife bought me one.
Fair.
Nestle Crunch bar.
Yum. Kit Kat Chunky for me.
Oh, Chunky's are good. I haven't one of those in a long time. It's Barney.
Disgusting slob.
That medicine seems to be giving your son a lot of gas.
I assure you his belching is the result of an unrelated alcohol problem.
And
now I'm just picturing Barney like pissed drunk with a boner walking around town.
Yeah, well, now he's pissed drunk. Now he's pissed drunk, passed out with a boner.
You knew how to drive a car. I love that.
Oh, I gotta do this. I have one of these pouch things. I gotta eat chips.
Oh, yeah. You just gotta get chips all over your daughter there.
Yes.
Doesn't he already know how to ride a bike?
Well, we get there. Homer completely warps it.
I know how to ride a bike. Number two, I already own a bike. And number three, that is a girl's bike.
You're not a girl. You're a boy. A good boy.
I love how Bart gives it to him so matter-of-factly, too.
Yeah, he's not even listening to us.
No.
Needs another push on her new tire swing.
No, Dad. I want to get down. This tire is filthy and the steel belts are...
I like the gunk.
Underparenting was a lot more fun than your half-assed overparenting.
But I'm using my whole ass.
Like, what a line. That's a great line.
Love can really be scary.
Someday you'll thank me for all this scary love.
That's true. You'll look back on it.
Yeah. You gotta smother your kids before they turn teenagers, because every teenager hates their parents.
Oh, speaking of purple, even though nobody actually brought that up, remember how we, well, the purple,
go.
You know how they always, in the earlier seasons, they would eat just like mounds of purple?
Yes.
I ate purple last night, a mound of purple, because my wife got some of them purple potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so I have purple mashed potatoes.
Nice. A true Simpsons fan.
I bet that like nobody's touched this old dilapidated house or the land for like,
yeah, with all that land, you think that they would... I love how... I did forget that he set the whole place on fire because he looked at a photo.
Does it too, yeah.
You think they would have sold this for some money? Like, the actual property.
He just shucks it into the fire. I always like the animation there, too, on Grandpa, where he's, like, doing some random chicken dance.
I'm a screw-up. I burned down our house. No, I'm a screw up. I burned down.
Not one of my fat bastards is about to do something here behind me.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, like father, like son.
Oh, this line. No. This coming up right here.
Something nice now.
Well, I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Here we go. This is my favorite.
I'm not sorry I had you, son. I was always proud that you weren't a short man.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay,
it would be extremely hot standing next to that.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that, as you see now, they are on fire. And they both roll and have a nice, sort of good ending. Aside from the fact they burned down their home and were both on fire and probably had second-degree burns.
Yeah. Hopefully they have insurance.
Yeah, Grandpa, I think, steals the show here in this one, as he has done pretty much any time he's appeared in an episode in season 6. I was right. I didn't think the first act was very good, even to this day. Even understanding it, I still don't think it's that great. Agreed. I thought it was going to pick up more in the second and third. It sort of does, but not as much as I remembered it. Some good lines here and there, like, and I like the hillbilly getaway, and... some of the things, like, you know, Grandpa Homer, he knew how to drive a car, and the line at the end, which I think is my favorite of the episode, the short man. But I'm gonna have to take it down. I'm gonna give it a 9. It was actually, you know what? I'm gonna drop it into an 8.8. It doesn't get into the nine category because I specifically said at one point it lost our interest. And so I can't give it a nine. I can't justify it. I'm going to have to give it an 8.8. What do you think?
8.8. Well, I was going in, you know, hoping to bump it up. But I think out of fairness to the episode, there were like a decent amount of gags. But because, you know, I am in agreement with you that the first act was, you know, kind of eh.
Yeah.
Still a good episode, though. Like, I wouldn't mind watching it again in like a while. Not something I would watch every year. Still a good episode. I'm going to go with an 8.6.
Yeah, I think an 8.6, right around that area, somewhere in between 8.5, 8.9. You can probably settle anywhere between there, and that seems pretty fair. It's crazy that I thought this episode was going to be, when we first started talking about this, in 10 territory. I don't know why I thought. Maybe just because I really enjoy the Hillbilly Banjo music, and it's still a weekly part of my life. So maybe that is why. Maybe that's why, because I can't really think of anything else as to why my nostalgia basis would be
fair.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. So what's your favorite gag then?
Well, there's no gag that's like gut-wrenchingly funny.
No.
So I suppose I'll go with... trying to think now. What's my favorite? We did like the vampire... I was going to go vampire.
Oh, really?
But I don't think I will. Let's go with...
You're having a real hard time with this.
Yeah, I'm having... You know what? Okay, we're going to go with Barney when Grandpa says that he has an unrelated alcohol issue. That's why he's gassy. I thought that was quite funny.
That is a good... I completely forgot that he does take Barney out, and then he follows it up with the great line of Homer knew how to drive a car, and that's like the main difference.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm going to go with always proud when Grandpa says to Homer, I was always proud. And you think he's going to say something really nice. You weren't a short man. Like, it's not even a compliment. It's just like saying something about the person.
How tall is Homer? Is there like an official like height?
There is. I want to say he's like 6 foot or 6 foot one.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's not like tall, but he's also not short.
Right. He's above average.
I think. I could be wrong. Somebody's going to point that out and be like, how do you not know? It says on Homer's driver's license. I don't know. I think it's somewhere around that that area.
Please let us know at Simpsons_EV.
Yeah, if you do, give us a show because I'm curious to see if anybody knows.
We could probably Google it, but it's funner if someone tells us.
If don't Google it. Like, if you actually know, like, right off the top of your head, then, yeah, get us at Simpsons_EVE. And let us know. Decent episode. Not terrible. But if you want something that's more than decent, you want something that's always fantastic, that gets it right every single time, you listen to Shane doing plug time right now.
Get at us at Simpsons_EBE on Twitter. That is the best way to communicate with Nick and I. Mostly Nick, because he has social media and I don't. But I hear the good things you say. Nick is my filter for social. So yes, please get us at Simpsons_EBA. And also, in the description of this episode, there is a link to our sponsor, Crave Donuts. Check them out. If you're in the GTA area, they sell great donuts, and they're always changing them up based on the season, based on the holiday. My favorite is the bacon one, so definitely check that one out. But I think everyone, based on, you know, your favorites, like, definitely try them all. And then choose for yourself. If you do end up going to Crave, maybe mention that you heard them from the podcast, and then tell us what your favorite donut is. Because honestly, Nick and I are always talking about snacks and stuff. We love to hear what other people's favorite snacks and stuff are. Also, another link in the description called Buy Me a Coffee. You can donate whatever amount of money you want to the show, and we'll put that towards the show, whether equipment or whatever. And also, open your phone. Most of you are on your phone right now. Go over to Spotify, which you already probably have open because most of you are listening to us through Spotify. Go to our page, follow us, please, and also rate us. Really helps out.
Look at that. He does it perfectly every single time. And yeah, go check out Crave. Let us know what your favorite donut is. If you've been by, even if you live in Australia, come by, have a donut.
Yeah, and then go back.
Yeah, throughout the month of April, if you're listening in April of 24, there is their 1 year anniversary at their Oshawa location where they play Simpsons episodes throughout the day. And they've got their birthday cake, Smiley Donut. It is fantastic. Probably my all time favorite of theirs. Anytime they do the cake, especially like a birthday cake type thing.
I haven't had the birthday cake. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to check that out. If that's your favorite?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's two different ones. There's a cake one, cake batter, and there's one with like a confetti cake type filling, and both are
so
fantastic.
Better than the bacon one.
For me, yes.
Is bacon in your top three?
I don't eat bacon. So.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I forget. What's in your top three? Let's just get it out there.
Ooh, for my crave, I'd have to go with anytime they do a birthday. They also do an espresso cruller that I love. That's probably number two. And then if I have to just pick one more, anytime they do anything like a caramel apple fritter, I love fritters. So those are probably my tops right there.
Fair. Okay. Bacon's number one for me. You're going to have to help me out on names because I'm terrible with names. What is the official name of the bacon one? Do you know?
I just believe it's the maple bacon.
Okay, fair. Number two, and this is really tough for me, is that one they only have around Christmas time. It has the Christmas tree. It's like a vanilla kind of like custard. It has the tree on it.
Oh, yes. It is called, I know what you're talking about. It's got, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's basically a stuffed Christmas tree looking donut.
I am thinking about it right now, and I really want one. Anyways, and third, I think I like their, it is a chocolate glaze. It's like a chocolate filling. It's like a fudge filling.
Yeah, it's like a ganache. The ganache one, yes. So obviously all the ones that we have said, they taste 20 times better than our description. So please go check them out.
Yeah, check them out.
Shane, my challenge for you for the end of this episode.
Oh, I thought I was just going to do the banjo music.
Oh, you can do the banjo music, but partially a twist. That was where I was going with this. If you were in Homer and Grandpa in the car and there were a bunch of crazy hillbillies chasing after you, it doesn't have to be banjo music. You can if you want, though, a different banjo song. Put in whatever you would want the getaway music when the hillbillies are chasing you with their pitchforks and muskets and you were trying to get out of a hillbilly town, likely in the southern U.S. Give me whatever you come up with.
We'll sure.
See Shane comes up. We'll see if he remembers it next week. But he ended up putting in.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on that.
we'll get you next time for season 6, episode 11. One of my least favorite episodes of all time, Fear of Flying. We'll see if maybe I'm being a little too harsh on it. That's the whole point of why we do this show. But we'll see you next week, and let's see what Shane plays us off with.
Pleasure here.